football on In Play Radio. Hundreds of leagues, thousands of matches, millions of markets, only on William Hill's In Play Radio.
Finished 1-1 in the first leg, and it's two informed teams here. Porto unbeaten in their last eight. They take on a Basel team who've only had one defeat since the end of November. That's 14 games in total, and their only defeat was against Young Boys, who are flying high in the same league as them. So how do you see this going, Lee? Because it's going to be pretty tight, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. I mean, the history's on Porto's side. With that away goal they got in Switzerland, they usually go through when they've got an advantage going into the second leg. They've won all bar two of the nine ties in Europe when they've drawn the first leg away from home. So when they've got, you know, a draw away from home, they've usually made it count at home. The two defeats, by the way, to Bayern Munich and Manchester United. So, you know, pretty good teams have lost to. Basel have got a pretty poor record in Portugal, drawn three, lost two, never won a game in the Champions League in Portugal. You know, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know, if Basel get an away goal, then all of a sudden the game is wide open. 1-1 obviously takes it into extra time. A 2-2 draw would see Basel through. I think Porto at home will just have enough. I think both teams could well score in this one, though. You know, the Porto at home in the domestic league have been winning and winning to nil at home recently. They won the last three in the Primeira Liga, 5-0, 1-0 and 3-0, the last one of those against Sporting Club. Before that, though, they had been conceding a few. You look at the Champions League form this season, they conceded to Shakhtar, they conceded to Athletic Club Bilbao, beat Bate Borisov 6-0, and beat Lille in the early stages 2-0. I just don't think Basel have got enough of a goal threat this season. You know, remember, I think it was 2013, I remember them coming to Chelsea, and they beat Chelsea, a quite massive shot, beat them 2-1, and they also put four past Ludogorets in that competition that year. This season, though, you look, I mean, they were beaten 5-1 by Real Madrid. They lost 1-0 to Ludogorets away from home, these results are, and 1-1 at Liverpool. If they only score one, I think Porto will get two, at least. So, I quite just like the straight Porto win here, Mark.
1-2.
Yeah, I think, you know, for any hacker, I think they're really strong. I think they're a strong team at home. You know, I don't see why, you know, it's not the sort of price I'd play as a single, but if you're looking to put an hacker together, I think I think the Portuguese league is better than the Super League in Switzerland. Now, we've seen what Young Boys are like. They're second in the table. Young Boys beat Basel 4-2 the other weekend. I don't think Swiss football is on the kind of crest of a wave it once was, you know, a few years ago. So I'm happy for the Porto win, straight win, in any acca. But if you're just looking for a single, then Porto to win and over 2.5 goals for me. I think they'll win it 2-1, actually.
OK, well, Porto to win and both teams to score is 5-2. Porto to win 2-1 is 15-2. Porto win and over 2.5 goals is 11-10.
Probably go with the Porto win over 2.5 then. That'd probably be my favourite. I mean, one man to look out for. I'm not telling anyone anything new here, but that man, Christian Tello, he scored four in his last two games. He scored the hat-trick against Sporting and scored the only goal in the win at Sporting Braga. So if you're looking for goal scorers, he's well worth a look, I think, Tello, just to score any time in the match.
13-10 to score any time, by the way.
Yeah, it's not bad, that, is it, really? It's not bad considering the 1-2. You know, it's not the worst price in the world. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but Porto to win over 2.5 goals. If you like your goal scorer better, then Tello would be the man for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.